bring Kenny Anderson in now, former NBA star, 14 years in the league. He joins us once a week, every week, and we love his knowledge and input, and he gives us a total different view of the NBA. And Kenny Anderson joining us now on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. So, Kenny, it's 49-49 at the half, but pretty much the Heat have been able to manipulate the play. Is that something that, even putting Mike Miller in the starting lineup, that Eric Spoelstra needed desperately?
I don't know about that. It helped. I don't know if it helped, you know. But it, you know, you knew LeBron and Wade, especially LeBron, was going to play with a lot of force after the performance he had in Game 3. Wade also, but you know, they should be up by more points. You know, they're desperate right now. They don't want to go fall behind 3-1 against a championship type team in the Spurs, veteran team. So it's it's going to be very interesting how they come out in this third quarter. But I don't know. In the beginning, it didn't change Popovich and the Spurs lineup. They started that big lineup, and then they took them out after 2 minutes. So it was like a psych, like a chess move. You know, that's what the playoffs is about, making adjustments. But I don't know if it did anything for the Heat with starting Mike Miller, because I don't even think he scored yet, so it didn't matter.
Kenny, Tony Parker went out last game, and they were saying it was a hamstring. There were also reports that it was his calf acting up. You know, they took him out early, 6 points in that game. He's already at 15 points. Is it one of these things where maybe he's so mad that he was taken out of the last game that he's just going lights out now, or do you think he feels that much better?
No, I think he feels much better, and also he knows this game is very important, you know. They go up, they're home. You don't really want to, you know, even the series up against the Heat. You want to go out there and, you know, be up 3-1. So I just think he's a lot better. They said it wasn't a torn hamstring. It was just a strain. So probably got some work done to it, and he's feeling much better. But, you know, he knows how important this game for is. So he's out there, you know, giving it his all. And they have a lot of problems stopping him getting in the lane, and he's having a great, not only a great series, he's had a great year.
When a guy like Gary Neal, or even, you know, well, let me go back. Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, and Gary Neal had the same amount of points as Bosch, Wade, and James. In this game, though, Danny Green 4 and Gary Neal 7. Is it you've done well enough for us to take notice, or the Spurs are basically like, that was one game, we're going to go back to our rotation-based offense in the next game?
No, because, you know, I'm not knocking them, Danny Green, Neal, those outstanding games. But as we, like I like to call it, you know, even a blind squirrel in the forest, you know, he runs into a nut every now and then. So you expect your role players to play well, but I don't think that well the way this guy, Danny Green, way he's been playing. And if you remember last year, he was supposed to do this, what he's doing now, and he didn't get it done, you know. But the role player, I said it before going into these the series, the role players, I think the stars will play big when they have to, but the role players in each game have to play big. You see Diao comes off the bench, plays big minutes for them, hits, you know, some crucial shots, makes some defensive plays. So, you know, those, you know, that happens with those with these top teams, and that's what, and I think that's what the team is going to pull it off and win it. The role players, the other players have to step up.
Kenny Anderson is joining us on Fox Sports Night. Kenny, I have to ask your thoughts on Jason Kidd becoming the Nets' new head coach. Just what, days after he has retired?
It's just a great opportunity for him. You know, I think he's very lucky. I think he's very lucky that, you know, he got that opportunity. You got a billion dollar Russian owner, you know, and he makes those decisions. And I think, you know, with the leader, so much he's the leader, Jason Kidd, great point guard, great basketball IQ. But who gets those opportunities, you know, after, you know, not having a head coach experience? So, you know, I take my hat off to him and congratulate him on getting that opportunity. And hopefully he'll do a great job. But it's just a good fit. You just right timing, everything, you know, timing is everything. And it's an interesting hire for the Brooklyn Nets. And I think they did it mainly, one of the reasons is good, you know, PR. You know, bringing back, you know, a guy that was a great net, led them to two championships. So I guess, you know, and they got to compete with the Knicks, you know, over, you know, the bridge right there in New York. So I guess it was a great hire in that nature, but you just never know. But it's, for him, it's just a great opportunity.
Talking to Kenny Anderson, longtime NBA star. Okay, youngest coach you ever played for, was he good? Did he have the respect and knowledge that you expected from your head coach? And oldest coach or most experienced or respected coach you ever played for?
I played for Butch Beard. I don't think he was a good coach. Played with the Nets. You know, I think that was my youngest coach in the NBA. Not knocking Butch Beard, wherever you're at. You know, I think your friend did you a favor. Willis Reed, you know, won a championship with him with the Knicks. He gave him that coaching job, you know, with the, with our team. I forgot what year it was, but it's good to know, you know, it's good to know who you are. It's not so much what you know, it's who you know and who you connected with. But we had a year under with him with the Nets, and I wasn't sure that he knew what he was doing. But I would say Butch Beard, you know, he got that job because he played with Willis Reed. Willis Reed was the general manager, and that's how he got it. So, and my oldest coach with the most experience, I believe it was Chuck Daly. Rest in peace. He was a great coach. Won two championships with the Detroit Pistons, Olympic winner. So, you know, and all this coaching thing and everything you do, it's all about politics, who you know, who you're connected to. So it's not, you know, as you know, Rob, you played in the major leagues. You know how professional sports go. And Amy, you know also. So, you know, that's just life. That's what you got to deal with.
Kenny, as always, actually, before we let you go, who wins tonight?
I thought before the game the Heat was going to pull this out, but it's just too close for me. I'm going to change a little. The Spurs are going to pull this off. They're going to win this. They're going to win tonight.
All right. Well, I like that answer.
I like it.
Going with the Spurs.
Awesome. Kenny, you're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Kenny.
Kenny Anderson, longtime NBA player, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline.